You're listening to SBS News.
Most households in Australia have two or three council bins to sort their waste. In Melbourne's inner city council of Yarra, they're trialling four. Danai Bosler is the mayor of Yarra.
We have one bin for your waste, one bin for your organic waste, one bin for plastics and paper, and one bin for glass. It's so important to separate out glass because when you separate out glass from the rest of your recycling, it helps with contamination so much.
She says it was ratepayers who pushed for the extra bin, and the trial has so far been a success.
Our contamination rates in the trial area have dropped from 15% to 3%, which is an outstanding response rate and shows how much our residents care and want to do recycling correctly.
China stopped accepting Australia's recyclables last year due to contamination. Since then, governments across the country have been looking for ways to improve their waste systems. One way, according to a new report from Infrastructure Victoria, is to follow the lead of councils like Yarra. Over the past two decades, Victoria has almost doubled its annual waste output from 7.4 million tonnes to 13.4 million tonnes. Infrastructure Victoria recommends separating plastic, paper, organics, glass and metal from normal waste for a more effective recycling system. The organisation's project director, Alyssa McNamara, explains how that could work.
We think four containers is really going to be kind of a minimum that we can deal with. It doesn't necessarily mean four bins. In Wales, for example, they have a stackable crate system with wheels. So basically it works the same as what we have now is a big recycling bin, but it's just divided into more compartments.
But not everyone is convinced the system used in Wales would work in Australia. Dean Hurlston is the president of Ratepayers Victoria.
If you look at Melbourne and the urban sprawl that we actually have and the high density and the medium density housing, it's just not sustainable. We have much more dense housing than parts of Wales. Wales has lush green countryside, I should know, I'm from there, and it is no way like Melbourne.
His scepticism is shared by City of Sydney Councillor Linda Scott.
In my own area, the City of Sydney Council, we give our residents two bins. Other councils have a different approach. I think it's going to be very difficult to adopt a statewide approach for the number of bins, but what we know will work is investing the state's waste levies back into recycling.
Final recommendations will be made to the Victorian government next year. But ultimately, it will be up to local, state and federal governments to make any changes. Amy Hall, SBS News.